Hey, Steve?
Yeah?
Hey, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
All right.
Good, good. I just wanted to circle back with you here. I know we were wanted to wait a few weeks there to get paid out on the job there. I just wanted to touch base and see if that had...
Haven't even gotten paid yet.
Really? They
just
still have
sitting in limbo. Then I had to call my sister last night and beg her for money.
No way.
Yep. The first time in my whole life.
Wow. What was their reason for still holding on to the payment?
Because we got multiple stuff that's progressive, and if we don't have all the parts in 100%, and I'm down two people.
Oh, wow.
One guy left Sunday night for Mexico because his dad died, so I just, what am I going to do?
Yeah. Wow.
He's gone for a week.
Spent a little.
And then I put it in. They said that they're going to pay me and everything, but they're waiting for their progressive payment. So
just the trickle down effect.
The trickle down theory is not working for me.
I see, man. Well,
even though I totally believe in the trickle down theory.
That's just right now. It's not looking.
Working
in your favor.
I'm not the only one. You know, everybody in my business right now is suffering. We're working like crazy. We're putting out a lot of product, and no one's getting paid on time.
I see.
That's the trend right now across the board. And not only that, but all the you're going to figure it out in the next couple of days. All the car manufacturers are going to stop manufacturing cars pretty soon in the next couple of weeks.
Why is that?
They're overstocked in inventory. Nobody bought them.
Really?
Ford already announced they're shutting down the F-150 factory.
Like,
temporarily.
Okay, I was like, temporarily, or?
No, like probably 6 months to a year.
Wow.
They're going to, like maybe not shut it down totally, but, like, cut production by 50%.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so... And that's the one manufacturer that didn't ask for money from the government.
Interesting.
So,
I wonder how that works out.
A lot of changes coming up, and when Hillary becomes president, it's going to be either status quo the same or worse.
Yeah, that's the best case scenario, I think, if that's what happens.
You know, I mean, it's like we were talking about the other day, and everybody goes, why do you want Trump to win? I go, because I want something different. I don't care what happens. I go, someone's got to make a decision, because I've been living all these years with nobody making a decision. I'm sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
I go, I don't care if we go to civil war or whatever. Let's just get it over with, you know?
That'd be very interesting, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't progressed. This country hasn't really done any major progression in years.
It has been quite some time. I agree on that.
Yeah, and they need to change everything. If we need to go for futuristic crap and become the new, futuristic country, then let's do it. Otherwise, shit or get off the pot.
I agree. Did they give you a time frame then on when you might get paid, or is it just when you think you do?
They said they're cutting checks maybe the end of the week, but they don't know. They couldn't give me an honest answer because they're waiting for my client to cut them a check.
I see.
I was hired by the owner, and I work for the builder, because otherwise I wouldn't be doing this big job. So, and the builder actually likes me now, so they just never worked with me before, so I'm afraid.
Because he doesn't have to pay you.
Well, that's the way it goes. Yeah. Now, they paid me a lot. They paid me last week, and it lasted for 4 days. I mean, it was $21,000, and it lasted for 4 days. That's the problem.
Good Lord.
Because I'm just, when you're behind $30,000, $21,000 does not cut it.
Yeah, I agree.
So,
how many other projects do you have going on right now?
I've got a full kitchen. I've got five desks and a credenza that's 20 feet wide for an office building. I've got two refaces, full kitchen refaces, and a bar. So right there, just besides the one project, there's over $30,000 to collect right off those.
And you're down two people right now?
Yeah, I'm not going to hire anybody for Christmas. I'm done tired. I'm tired hiring and trying to train somebody that's going to mess up.
Yeah, that's true.
So
especially
right,
during
right
this
after
time
Christmas.
Period.
Well, yeah, right after Christmas when I get a little bit of time, then I'll you know, I've got a big remodel I'm supposed to start in January, February. It's like a $500,000 remodel. And then got a house in Balboa that I'm supposed to give her prices on, but she's kind of like, well, we don't want to spend that much money, so we want you to do it this way. So I'm trying to negotiate with her how we're going to do it.
Interesting.
The house needs, it's like a, you know, this house rents out for $4,000 a month, just the upstairs. It's on the Balboa Peninsula, and it hasn't had any work done since like 1979.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it's awful. I mean, it's got a beautiful view of the ocean, but it's just ugly and ran down and shit. And she's like, well, we don't want to put a lot of money in it because it's a rental. And I'm like,
you're not going to get a lot back.
I mean, you don't want to put crazy stuff in there, but you should at least do decent stuff.
I agree. Yeah, when you're quoting that one right now, you said?
That one's sitting empty, and so she wants me to start on it right now. I quoted it a while ago, so she wants me to start on it pronto. She wants it to be rented by January, so we'll probably pick it up. We'll probably pick it up next week, and then, you know, instead of us building cabinets, where she wants me to put prefabs in, so she wants me to go down with her to the store and pick out the prefabs.
I gotcha. How many people are you with, like, when you're fully staffed, including the two that are gone? How many are part of your...
Five. Last year it was 10, but I had three people just getting paid to do absolutely nothing, so I got rid of them.
Sounds like a fun job.
Yeah, I thought I could train them and get them to do, you know, to make it so I wouldn't have to work, and I found out that I was working harder, so I just gave up.
I gotcha. So, might as well just do it yourself.
Places at once. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it's like, I'm going to sit down this year and figure out, do I make more money by making a little bit less money by doing it myself, or do I make more money by making the company bigger? And we'll see. I mean, there's a ton of houses being built in California right now. So they're grading the land right now. It's stuff they were supposed to do before the last recession or whatever. They didn't do it. Now they're doing it. So I'm thinking about getting my internet back up by Christmas and trying to do a campaign to where I can go out and sell a bunch of stuff to all the new homeowners.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that would be...
So, like wall units, something easy, something that doesn't take, you know, a month of work in the house, something that's a two-day install here or there. That kind of
thing. I see. You would just come in and do like one component of it almost?
Yeah, like a entertainment center or something like that for the niches, for the, you know, the alcoves.
Yeah. Definitely, that actually sounds like a really good idea.
Yeah, that's what we used to do a lot of. It's just gotta, you know, everybody's trying to nickel and dime you and break you down. I want to make like a program where it's got like a, like I hand them, if they're serious, I hand them like a workbook.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows them what their options are and what the prices for the options are, so I don't even have to negotiate with them.
Super straightforward.
Yeah, super straightforward. You know, it's like when you go to Chipotle, you know, do you want beef or chicken, you know, do you want to put that on there? Make it easy, because people are stupid.
Yeah.
You know, and if you show them what they can't have, because then they're like, well, I didn't know I could have that. And you're like, well, you can have anything you want to ask for as long as you're willing to pay for it.
It's true.
You know, but if you don't know, you know, and if you build one thing, and this is so stupid, I'm like a master carpenter, general builder. I can build a house from scratch. And they go, well, I saw you do that, but I didn't know you could do that. It's like, well, listen to me, I can build your whole house that I can't put baseboard in? Huh. I didn't know I was that retarded. So, yeah. So that's what I get all the time. People are just narrow-minded. They just see what they see, and that's it. So it's like, huh? And the only problem we have with baseboard and crown molding nowadays is there's companies that put it in for half the price that I used to put it in for 15 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, that's the scary part.
That's right.
You're just like, how in the hell do they do that? How in the hell do they even get the material, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I haven't figured that one out yet.
No worries. Well, what I'll do here is I have... Let me pull some up real quick.
Did you have all my information?
I have, like, your email. I have the worldbuildersinc@live.com.
You don't have any banking, nothing from me?
No, what we wanted to do was to wait until you had a positive balance there on. I think you said you had a negative balance on September, and I was like, we wouldn't be able
I
to
did, and
get.
then it went back for a little bit, and now it's negative again. So I'm just like, this is not good. So I'm like, it's like October, September actually in my banking doesn't show it. It shows it not bad. But October right now shows it horrible. And it shows that I put money in there. It just shows that it went negative.
Does it show negative in September?
No. It might show negative for like a day or two, but that's it.
Your ending
Because it
balance was not
over.
negative, though?
No, it overlapped.
Ah, we might
Somehow.
be able to
So.
get you an idea with that.
Yeah, it overlapped somehow. I have to look at it. I mean, I'm just going off the top of my head, but I mean, because I look at my bank account balance like I look at my IRS account. If I know what I did, then I'm guilty.
It is. I would hate it too.
Yeah, I could actually go before the Supreme Court and say, I don't know what the hell's going on with my account, and I would not be lying. I'd pass the lie detector. See?
What I'll do here is I will shoot you an email just so you have all the current information there. And if you can check September statements, if it is ending positive, I'll have the list there of what we would need to get the approval going there for some capital. But I know you said, say that again.
Are you guys self finance, or are you guys a broker?
We're in-house on the financing. We will work with other companies there if we aren't able to, get the full amount, just so we can.
If I'm a dirty dog, you have to go to somebody else. I'm unscrupulous Guido guy over in New Jersey.
If you're a Guido guy in Jersey, we'll find something for you.
Exactly.
But
I have to write. I have to sign a thing with a picture of my kneecap saying which one I want broken.
yeah, we'll work those details out later. But what I'll do is I'll shoot you this information just so you have all the updated stuff. And if you can check September statements, if it does look good, shoot that stuff over, and we can see what kind of approval we can get you.
All right, because I have someone else looking at my thing too right now that they've been doing it for, but I guess I'm not as clean as I was before because otherwise they would have done it by now. So, I mean, everybody's waiting for the right moment or whatever, but
Sometimes you got to make it the right moment.
yeah, I just kind of want to get it back. I should have, it's like I procrastinated to get the loan or whatever, and then it went, and then I should have just done it. Everybody tells me I should do it when I have a lot of money. I'm thinking, really? And I guess I should.
Yeah, because it looks better.
Yeah, I know, but like, I don't know.
You live and learn.
Yeah, I haven't learned.
We're living at least, which is good. But I'll shoot you this email. I'll maybe follow up with you here mid late next week if I don't hear back. Otherwise, if anything does come up, just shoot me an email or give me a call there. My direct line will be in the email, and
All
we
right.
can see what we can do for you.
Thanks.
All right, it was good talking to you, Steve. We'll be in touch.
All right. Bye.